And I welcome you to the final round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I have our two finalists tonight. They have battled around each other for half of the semester to this final moment of glory. And they are Chris Morgan and Lindsay Kramer. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right, so I think the most appropriate question for the final round. This has to be grand on an epic scale. So the last question of the fall semester is, what is the best trilogy or saga? Starting with Lindsay, what's your pick?
So my pick was the Terminator movies because Arnold Schwarzenegger and robots, period.
Chris, what's your pick?
I came down to about two choices today. And I just couldn't go against Star Wars.
Star Wars versus Terminator.
I just couldn't do it.
Star Wars was such an obvious answer. Yeah. That was the one I was battling with, too. Especially with the upcoming Star Wars movie coming out. So,
okay.
Freaking Star Wars.
Now that we know what they are, whose is better? Lindsay, you start.
Well, obviously, mine is better. Because it involves time travel, robots, and the governor of California currently, which, might I say, is just a fantastic combination. And it's just a movie that is timeless. It has quotes in it that are still used today. Hasta la vista, baby. Get in the chopper. I'm really bad at Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. But, you know, like, it's just a great trilogy of movies. I don't count the new Terminators, though. I don't include those don't count. So
okay, Chris, tell us about Star Wars.
Basically, what Star Wars comes down to, it's just the epic story. I mean, every single time you see one of the movies, you're just ready to go. I mean, as soon as you see the blue text up on the screen a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, you just automatically get pumped up because you know what's coming. And it's just so amazing. This movie is so good, or these movies, I should say. Obviously, there's six of them, about to be seven on Thursday night/Friday. And it's just one of those stories that almost never ends. It's something you could completely continue to do stuff with. You can do spin-offs of it. You can continue along the original storyline, like what Episode 7 is about to do, continuing off of that. And it's just been continuously going since the 1970s.
You've given me your reasons why. Now have it out.
Well, let's consider the fact, just in terms of Star Wars versus Terminator, does Terminator basically have a national holiday named after it? I didn't think so. Every May 4th.
We just have the governor of California.
Every May 4th is Star Wars Day all across the country. Even the baseball stadiums get involved with it. People dressing up as the Star Wars characters, going to the games. It's always just May the 4th be with you instead of May the Force be with you. It's a nice play on words there.
I can't fight Star Wars. I'm sorry.
All right. There's a few points I am going to throw out there because this is what I need to know about. This one's on Chris.
All right.
Defend the prequels.
Defend the prequels?
Defend the prequels to me.
I think that people think that the prequel trilogies tried almost a little too hard to live up to the status of the original trilogy. Just because of the fact that, you know, there were so many years spanning the two of them. I mean, I believe the last Return of the Jedi, I believe, came out in the 1980s. I want to say 85. And then we didn't see Phantom Menace until the late 90s. And then by the time Attack of the Clones came out, people were like, okay, Phantom Menace, they weren't really expecting too much out of Attack of the Clones. But then they just got completely blown away by Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
I think if you're going to judge the prequel trilogy, it has to be by Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Because that's honestly the best one out of the entire prequel trilogy.
All right, well, that was an interesting discussion.
But sorry, guys.
I have to choose a winner And based on the sole fact, Lindsay, that you basically said Star Wars is better.
How are you going to argue with Star Wars? I honestly, like, there's no valid. What
it's
am
almost
I going to say?
You,
Star Wars is a terrible movie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then just, like, my nose grows so long.
You should have stole it from me. You should have chose it. And then he would have had to come up with
something.
I
thought it was too obvious. And I was like, I bet somebody else is going to pick that.
All right. That concludes Cinema Wars. That means.
So wait, did I not win?
You did
is
not.
That
what
you were
saying?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I guess
means,
I can understand
that. That means Chris is indeed the champion. Thank you for listening all semester. I've been DJ Ace here on Cinema Central. It's been a world of fun. And keep a lookout for next semester. Some interesting changes are going to happen with Cinema Awards. So keep on the lookout for that. And happy holidays. Back to the music right here on The Orbit 90.7.